Last night, we started saying the same Talmata Levracha in Shmon Esrei, the Bracha Baruch Aleinu. The Mishnah in Masechta Tainis tells us that in Eretz Yisrael, really we should start saying the same Talmata from Sukkot already. Eretz Yisrael needs more rain than other places. It's higher up, and then therefore we start saying the same Talmata in Eretz Yisrael before we start in Chutz Laaretz. And in Eretz Yisrael, really we should start after Sukkot. However, we wait 15 days in order for the people that came for Aliyas HaRegel, that came to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Mikdash for Yontif, to have enough time to get back before it starts raining. And they made a cheshbon that someone who came by foot to get to Nahar Pras, which is the furthest place out from Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael, it would take 15 days for them to walk back there and be home before it starts to rain. So that's why we start on Zayin Cheshvan, which is 15 days after Sukkot. Now, the bracha Baruch Aleinu is on the tevuah, on the wheat, the bread, the food that we will be eating, the food that we can be eating. It's a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us bracha, should give us tevuah, and there should be enough tevuah to satisfy ourselves. Therefore, except the minig is that even though Benigea Hilchas Yom Tif, what defines a person as a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Ben Chutz Laaretz, has other definitions, there's other ways of defining that. It's based on where do you belong to? Are you still part of Chutz Laaretz? Did you leave Chutz Laaretz? Are you here in Eretz Yisrael? And when it comes to the Bracha Baruch Aleinu, what we're concerned with is, where is the tevuah that you will be eating from? Where's that tevuah that we're davening for? Is it the tevuah of here in Eretz Yisrael or the tevuah in Chutz Laaretz? So therefore the accepted minig is that one will go after where will he be for most of the winter. If he's going to be here in Eretz Yisrael for most of the winter, so then he'll start saying the same Talmata with the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, which is last night. And those that will be most of the winter in Chutz Laaretz will start with Chutz Laaretz. True, but there is a lot of tefillah grown over here. Maybe this year less, they'll use the less because of Shvi'is, but in general, Eretz Yisrael has a lot of tefillah. Eretz Yisrael supplies other places with tefillah.
That's what we eat.
In general, I think so. Now, what happens if someone forgets to say the same Talmata? So there's a few steps over here. Let's not try to get lost. There's a few steps where one could say it before they have to repeat Shmon Esrei. In the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, if you did not start Baruch Atah Hashem, so you go back to the same Talmud and you continue the bracha. If you said Baruch Atah Hashem, and even though you did not finish the bracha Mevarech Hashanim, you said Baruch Atah Hashem already, then you continue Shmon Esrei until the bracha of Shemei Tefillah, and the bracha of Shema Kaleinu. In the bracha Shema Kaleinu, before you say Kiata Shemei Tefillah, you'll say the same Talmud of the bracha, Kiata Shemei Tefillah, and then you'll end off the bracha. Right? So that's. You do not say I left that out. Because the only time you say Lam Deinu Chukecha is if there's an ikuv. If you would have to repeat Shema Lam Deinu Chukecha, the question was like this. I don't want to confuse them. So I will get back to this question. I'll get back to the question. So if we forgot to say it in Baruch Aleinu, and we start already Baruch Atah Hashem, so the next step would be in the Baruch Shema Kaleinu, before Kiyat Shemei Tefillah, to say the same Talmatik at the Shemei Tefillah, and end off the Bracha. If someone already finished the Bracha of Shemei Tefillah, but he did not start Ritzei yet, then you'll say it over there. You'll say between the bracha of Shemei Tefillah and Ritzei. You'll say V'sein Talmud to the bracha, Ritzei, and go on to Ritzei. If you started Ritzei already, then you go back to Baruch Aleinu. Then you go back to Baruch Aleinu, you continue from the bracha of Baruch Aleinu further. If someone already was Okaraglav, he already finished Manasseh, or even if he said the last Yihil Ratzain, which is like finishing Shmon Esrei, then he will have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Now the question that was asked was, we find sometimes, right, so those are different steps. Now we find sometimes that there's an Eitzah in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, if you start saying Baruch Atah Hashem, to end off with the words Lamdeni Chukecha, which is a pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Kuf Yud Es, and then by doing that, I saved myself from saying the name of Hashem for no reason, because I said a pasuk, and then I could go back to what I left out. When do we use this rule, and when do we not use this rule? So the truth is that this rule is brought down in Rishayna, but it's a tremendous chiddush. Because if someone would stop Mil Shemoneh Esrei and start saying Psukim, that's a hefsik, and you have to start over Shemoneh Esrei. You can't learn in Mil Shemoneh Esrei. So this idea of saying Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha is a big chiddush that we allow you to do that. Therefore, Ramesh has a tshuva, and he says even this is already a chiddush, and other Paiskim speak out. The only time we use this Eitzah is when you would have, if you're not going to do it, you're going to have to say over the Shemoneh Esrei. To save you from saying over the Shemoneh Esrei, then we'll allow you to say Lamdeni Chukecha and go back to what you left out. But if there's another Eitzah that you still could say in Shemaya Tefillah, then we say wait for Shemaya Tefillah, say in Shemaya Tefillah. You could say between Shemaya Tefillah and Maidim. If you didn't say it over there, then we're going to make you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay? Everyone should have a good and wonderful Shabbos.
Why is this not a Sabbath? Do we not start on after service?
Beautiful question. That's a beautiful question. Why nowadays, when there's no Beis Hamikdash, we don't start right after Sukkot? So the Ran answers this question. Did you hear the question?
Yeah.
The Ran says, because even though the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there's a mitzvah to go to the Beis Hamikdash as a zecha for what they did in times of the Beis Hamikdash. And that's why people go to the Kaisel on Chol HaMoed or on Yontif because of this run.
Oh, wow.
As a zecha for the Aliyas HaRegel. And okay. The Medrash brings down that they used to walk from Bavel when they were in Golas. From Bavel they used to walk to the Makam HaMikdash for a zecha for Aliyas HaRegel.
Yeah.